I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. It was a common instrument for Americans on the move in the 18th and 19th centuries. It had a variety of portable shapes, produced a wide range of sounds, and had a lot of different names. The hog fiddle, the harmony box, and the lumberjack's piano. These days, it's called the dulcimer. And audiences in the Southwest can get to know it better in the 6th annual New Mexico Dulcimer Festival. Leading the festival are local musicians, husband and wife, Irma and Scott Reeder. Welcome to KUNM.
Thank you.
It's great to be here.
You guys have brought a couple of stringed instruments with you, a couple of dulcimers. Irma, you have a mountain dulcimer in front of you. Tell us a little bit about what that instrument is.
Okay, well, this is a very common dulcimer. It's a three-string in the hourglass shape, and the strings go all the way across, so it's part of the zither family.
One of the distinctions of the mountain dulcimer or the Appalachian dulcimer is that it's one of the few instruments we can really say is truly American.
Yes, and as the immigrants from the British Isles came and made their homes in those mountains, they built these little instruments with whatever wood that came to hand. They wanted to play their music from their homes.
On the mountain dulcimer for years, it was kind of a family instrument. Individuals built it for themselves, for friends, but really took Gene Ritchie in the 40s to popularize
yes.
the mountain dulcimer because it had not been commercialized.
We have these instruments today probably because of Gene Ritchie.
And Scott, you have in front of you a larger instrument. It's called the hammered dulcimer.
It's in a trapezoid shape about 3 foot wide. It's got gobs of strings. Mine has 76, and it's tuned to 106 different notes. It is played by hammer, so my fingers are not in direct contact like a guitar or the mountain dulcimer that Irma was playing. I've got these pieces of wood about 8 inches long in front of me, so I strike it.
Now, these are rather unusual instruments for the Southwest, and that's one of the reasons that you have this festival.
Well,
yes,
and it's
indeed.
And it's not just the Southwest. When we started the festival, it's because we would drive long distances to find other players. If you draw a line the east side of Texas from Mexico to Canada, today there's something of the order of 80 dulcimer festivals east of that line. West of that line, not the Southwest, the entire western United States, at the time there were 4 festivals. And so we're trying to produce a flavor that we can expose New Mexico to the wonder of not just these instruments, but banjo and boron and penny whistle and auto harp and lots of things, not just dulcimers.
I wish you guys great success. May there be many, many more.
Thank you.
In the future.
Thank you.
Irma and Scott Reeder have organized the New Mexico Dulcimer Festival. It's October 16th and 17th. In Albuquerque. For information, go to nmdulcfest.com. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.